Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a new day like the sun that has come up to do its work, to run its course till the end of this day. Thank you, Lord, that we also in you partake of your blessings and your goodness, the wonderful name that you've recorded for us in the Lamb's Book of Life, Lord, that you bring it to pass this day. Your will be done, your kingdom come. We acknowledge you, help us to acknowledge you and walk conscious of you this whole day in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. The readings this morning, guys, it's just one beautiful verse. It's Psalm 113 and it's verse 3, and we're reading from the TPT.
From sunrise brilliance to sunset beauty, lift up his praise from dawn to dusk.
Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name is to be praised. That's another translation. It's just so beautiful, as we've seen now already, you know, that God's idea for us is clearly seen in the scriptures to look to Jesus and then by the Spirit be transformed to grow into the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ. To grow, to be a mature man. I like the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ, to partake of our names, that which is written for us in heaven. And then we've seen that God associated us in Christ before the foundation of the earth. So that's God's heart for us, the truth where we find who we really are and where we find our portion in God, that makes a difference here in the earth. It's all drawing close to the family. And praise God, this is what Jesus has done for us in his life, his death, his burial, and his rule. Now we're ruling together with him. We're married to him to bear fruit to God. It's natural understanding to define spiritual realities that have already come. And as we've seen, we're already in the kingdom with innumerable angels. We're rejoicing in this, in the goodness of the kingdom and God and his plan that has come, and it's growing and it's growing to cover this earth as the waters cover the sea. And the beautiful thing, we take a part in it. But the beautiful thing of daily enjoying this is it comes out so clearly in Psalm 139. Our days were written while there were yet none of them. So when you understand, you know, that the eternal blessings that we already have and the destiny that's been given to us is that it's the kingdom of God playing out on a day by day basis. So you don't want to miss out today, you know. You stay with him today, and then you'll be growing. You'll be tramping Satan under your feet. You'll be drawing others to his marvelous light, and you'll be extending the kingdom. And that's on a daily basis. And that's what we call to do. And then making disciples and refreshing other people as we just go into the day. It's a natural thing when we're in tune and flowing with the Lord. And also in Psalm 139, why you want to partake of this day by day? He says these thoughts towards us is as numerous as the sand on the sea or the stars in the sky. So God's beauty is made new every morning, and that's what you want to tap into. And then going again, I share this a lot because it's in sharing and reminding that we wake up. I mean, Isaiah 50 talks about there, morning by morning we draw close to be taught like a disciple, because he refreshes our hearts. His mercies are new every morning. So that's so important. And what is happening is right at the end of the psalm, it says, if you light your own fire, you will lie down in torment. So what is happening when you start the day and you put God first, he is lighting your fires. He is working in you to will and to do. He who finds his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for his name's sake. So you're waking up You're losing your life, you're humbling yourself, you're drawing close, and you're waking up to that which is you have in Christ Jesus. Why is that so important? Because so Colossians says, your life is hid with Christ in God. And whenever he is revealed, and you can go look up that word in Colossians 3 verse 4, the people that hasn't taken hold of this realities, that then look at all these things and interpret these things, interpret them according to their understanding at that time. But the beautiful word it actually says, whenever he is revealed, you are revealed with him in glory. Because we co-heirs. This is our destiny we're walking in. So it's a glory to glory thing. It's seen him maybe bit by bit, but then face to face. It's growing. The Son of God has come, and he has given us understanding to know him who is true. And we are in him who is true. And this is eternal life. So that's the reality we have. Since Jesus paid the price, took the scroll, and the scroll being the to execute the liberty that he came for. He came to seek and to save. He came to bring the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. He came to bring us back to the Father, and so back to ourselves and back to our destiny, our purpose, and he has done that. So that is the beauty. We are partaking of the goodness of God on a daily basis, and now we are not plain church, now we are the church. And we are, why? Because we are rising and we're shining. And as Brother Dennis said yesterday, we're not spectators. We're running the race. We're pushing on into the goodness of God that is made available for us, because we are his workmanship, created in Christ for good works laid out for us. So be blessed as you arise and shine. And from the rising of the sun this morning to its going down, his name is to be praised, and his name is all it's beautiful. And you found in the revealing of his name, you find your name. That's why he's the name above all names, because it includes, it's got a plan and a destiny for each and every person. And we at that have seen this, submitted to it, we partake of it, and we encourage others to also partake of it.
Amen.
Amen.